Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us Quran al-Kareem. Allah in His mercy has blessed us with a noble sharia which is easy and practical and not difficult to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us with a natural deen to follow and adhere to. Respected elders, one question that comes in mind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And if someone has to pose the question to you that Muslims say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, then what are the proofs to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists? Because first of all, we have to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. Then secondly, we have to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is one. And this goes as part of our belief. Respected elders, any religion on earth is made up of two things, the beliefs and the action. And Islam has stood the test of time, and Islam has spread, and a person generally, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once he is a Muslim, that inshallah he remains and he passes away as a Muslim, and because of belief. Our belief is strong, it is deep-rooted, it is logical, it is understandable, it is easy to follow. That is why, alhamdulillah, we as Muslims, we are numbering over 1 billion and spreading also. Respected elders, we must understand firstly that as a Muslim we believe in many things. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Akhirat. That's what we call usul adeen. These three things are termed as usul adeen. Why? Because from Adam alayhi salam right up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without fail, every Nabi came and preached these three things. Must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must believe in the nabuwat or the risalat of that Nabi or Rasul, and must believe in the Akhirat. Every Nabi, Adam, Musa, Isa, Suleiman, Dawud, everyone said you must believe in these three. As Muslims, we have got many beliefs. And remember clearly, respected elders, that if we do not believe in one thing, a person goes out of the fold of Islam. But to remain a Muslim, many things have to be believed in. So therefore, you have to be super cautious with the tongue. First of all, that you must say those right things, especially you must not be overwhelmed by anger, overwhelmed by jeering or mocking or looking down upon, and then say the wrong thing. which will render you out of the fold of Islam, which will terminate your marriage, and will give relationship after that illegality. A person must be cautious. If he says something against the Quran Kareem, against Allah, against Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, against the Azab-e-Qabr, against the Mu'jizas, against the Karamat of Awliya, then he may just go out of the fold of Islam and not even realize it. Two things, there are belief and there is action. If a person, this is technically speaking, if a person has his beliefs valid, correct, in accordance with Quran and Hadith, and this person is classified Muslim, he does not behave like a Muslim, he would, because of his bad character, his unbecoming behavior, he does not perform salat, he does not go for hajj, he does not fast. Respected elders, technically speaking, this person is a Muslim, but he's a bad Muslim. He's a transgressing Muslim. He's a disobedient Muslim. A good Muslim, a practical Muslim, is that one who has got beliefs coupled with action. That is a good Muslim. But if a person, mazallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and save us, that he has good beliefs, but he does not see the color of the walls of the masjid, and he does not even come for Eid Salat, let alone Jummah Salat, that rather unfortunate person, when he dies with a Muslim name and he professes to be a Muslim, we will bury him as a Muslim. And he'll be classified Muslim. What happens to him in the Akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with him there. But on the earth, we will classify him Muslim. Now this does not mean, now because the Mufti has explained that if you die with your beliefs valid and you did not do any actions, that you are classified Muslims, that you must leave all the actions now. No, I'm explaining the law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. That's what I was trying to say you about. The atheists, those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who deny that there is a supreme being, they say that molecules, they have clashed onto molecules, matter clashes onto matter, and existence comes about. And they say by the movement of matter and molecules, it does not require someone to supervise it. Things come about, environment develops, nature develops. This is their basic argument. And we say, and we give various examples to disprove this theory, that things just come about without anyone bringing it about. First of all, calligraphy or writing. If you have to tell a person, you see this writing on the wall or this writing on the paper, it just came about. Molecules moved. And somehow the other, they just floated onto the paper and it was written like that. The calligraphy, the Quran Kareem, if you have to tell a person that, no one wrote it, it just came about. Molecules moved, matter moved, and existence came about. Existence of that writing. Everyone will say this person is stupid. Why? Because everyone knows that someone bent down, someone has taken ink, someone has taken pen, someone has put it down and written it. There was some action, there is someone behind it. Secondly, if there is a luxurious home, a mansion, and if you have to tell a person, you see, that this carpet and these chandeliers and this beautiful window and the lights on the wall and the central heating and the heatings on the sides and this magnificent bathroom and the toilet facilities, they just came. Molecules moved, matter moved, and they just came about. They floated and floated, and the carpet came and came into the place. There to the person will say, no, this is stupidity. Why? Because someone made the carpet and someone came there and laid it. Someone made the chandelier and someone came there and inserted it. Someone has designed that bathroom and someone came and put it in there. Someone has come and planned it, drew it, projected it, and presented it, and then inserted it. If a person, for example, he tells you about a watch, a simple watch, that no, this watch here, all its components, they floated and came into place, and now that watch is functioning. Or they say, no, that this watch here has been made by a person who is blind and deaf and dumb and who is not understanding and not intelligent. Then you immediately will say that this person is talking nonsense, this person is stupid, this person does not realize that someone who could see, someone who could understand, someone who has got the faculty of reasoning, someone who has got good intelligence, he has put this watch together. He has put all these components together so that they function properly. He will never accept the idea that the carpet in the house came just like that. That the house was, that the watch was created or put together by someone non-intelligent. No, they definitely will say that there is someone who is intelligent and someone who has got the power of understanding. He has put all this together. Respected elders, that if these things, simple things, that the house, that the watch, and the carpets, and the writing on the wall or the paper, there's someone behind it who has planned it and created it, invented it, that this whole kainat, that this whole world, that this whole universe, that this whole earth, you think it is just functioning like that? The mountains and the ocean, the revolution and rotation of the sun, the movement of the moon, the rising and setting, and the low and high tide, it just does not come about. The centrifugal forces, the force of gravitation, all these things are planned. And the supreme being that has planned this and is planning this is, in Farsi, there is a word, they say Khuda. And this word basically means that someone who was in existence and who is in existence and will remain in existence and who was not created, that is Allah. Allah. Khuda. He came by himself. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is the Malik of the existent molecule? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, that this whole universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned it. He has created it. And He is supervising it. And He is the guardian of the universe. Respected elders, the difference between our bringing something into existence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing something into existence, understand it. We do not in fact actually create, we invent. Why? Because our equation is that matter plus matter gives you matter. That's our process of production, invention. And we term it creation. We term it creation. Anything, the motor car, the aeroplane, the shoe or the hat, the spectacles or the glasses, every process that you look at, it is matter plus matter giving you matter. Matter which is a product, which are molecules in existence, plus matter which are molecules in existence, giving you matter which are compound molecules in existence, but in a different form. That's us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Kun fayakun.
be and it is.
The difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require the first molecule to bring the second molecule into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require the first matter to bring the second matter into existence. Because He is Qadir. He is the All-Powerful. He is the Almighty. He is the Creator. He is the Rabb. He is the Nourisher. He does not require anything to bring something into existence. We require something to produce something. He does not require something to produce something. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, someone went to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and wanted to assassinate him, an atheist, a group of atheists, because he was proving the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So when they came and their ploy was to sit with him, to discuss with him, to have a heated argument, and they subsequently to attack him. He fully realizing the situation, he posed them a question. He told them that what do you say of a person who has this view that there is a river and a boat just comes into existence, the wood falls off from the trees, it comes automatically into existence, then goods are laden on it, no one is there, it crosses over the stream, the river, it comes on the other side of the river and it is offloaded, no one is there, no one supervising this whole procedure, and it goes back to the edge. He opposed them back. Yeah? What do you say of that person? And he does not have a captain, he does not have anyone guiding it, he does not have anyone loading or offloading, nothing. So he said, that person is very silly and stupid if he believes in such a thing. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi told them, then how can this whole universe, this whole earth, this whole system, this whole galaxy function without someone supreme over it, controlling on this? That if you are not prepared to believe that the small boat gets itself laden with goods and comes across the river and offloads the goods without any assistance from anyone, then how are you prepared to accept the whole universe has got no supreme being? So they accepted. And they accepted Islam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he went to Nimrod, and when Nimrod told him that you say and you prostrate only before your Rabb, who is your Rabb? So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb is the one who gives life and takes life. So he said, I can do that. That's very easy. So one person who was sentenced to death in the jail, he called him, he says, this person is supposed to die, he freed him. He says, see, he is supposed to die, he gave him life. And one innocent person walking in the street, he called him, he killed him. He said, see, this person was free, I killed him. I am the one who gives life, I am the one who gives death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam realized that he's talking to a super idiot here. So he said, I'll give him another argument. You understand? So Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that my Rabb, he takes out the sun from the east and he makes it set in the west. My Rabb takes it from the east and he makes it set in the west. You, Nimrod, take it from the west and make it set in the east. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي وَكَفَرْ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. And he became flabbergasted and disgusted, dumbfounded, and he denied. Why? He stumped him. Respected elders, a person came to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh and told him that show us that there is one supreme being who is creating. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh said that don't you look at the face of a person, how small the face is, the eyes, the ears, the nose and the lips and the mouth, very small. And do not you see that everyone's face is different? Every individual on earth, his face is different. His eyes are different. Nose is different. His ears are different. Mouth is different. Facial expressions are different. Imam Malik Rahmatullah told that person, don't you see that so many people are trotting the earth. Everyone has got his own voice. Imitation, that is different, I talk about. Naturally, everyone has got his own voice. How does a blind person recognize who's speaking to him? You say one word to a blind person, he immediately knows who's speaking. To this extent, the blind people are so sensitive that if you try to imitate someone else, they pick the difference. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi said, there are so many people walking and everyone walks differently. The walking is different, the voice is different, the face is different. So definitely they're coming from such a factory that is infinite. And its owner, he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is from infinity to infinity. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone asked him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, what's the proof? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, what's the proof? So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that, don't you see the blackberry leaf? The blackberry leaf. That when the silkworm eats it, it produces silk. And when the bee eats it, it produces honey. And when the goat eats it, it produces droppings. And when a deer, mountain deer, eats it, then it produces fragrance called musk. Same blackberry leaf, which has got same color, same taste, same shape. One leaf which has got the same color, taste, everything. But when four different ones are eating it, four different products are coming. This ability who has granted? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. So respected elders, understand this in retrospect, what has been said. There are two things, belief and action. Because of belief, the strong belief of a Muslim, Islam has survived. And a person must have his belief in accordance with Quran and Hadith, Hadith and Mutawatira, Quran, Nusus al-Qatiyah, Ijma' al-Sahaba, that is valid. Other than that, fairy tales and Greek mythology is not valid. And we especially in South Africa must know our beliefs very well because of what is coming to us in the new South Africa. When 102 embassies come from Muslim so-called countries, projecting their ideologies, we as Muslims must know what we believe in. Otherwise you are going to get washed away in the tide, and you won't even realize you have been washed away and indoctrinated. Secondly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. An arrow flying in the air, there's someone who has flung that arrow. A spear flying in the air, there's someone behind that spear. The writing, there is someone behind it. The house, there is someone behind it. The carpet, there is someone behind it. The watch, there is someone behind it. There is someone who has planned it, who has produced it. The kainat, the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme being, he is behind it. And we have narrated to you the three incidents of Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik and Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this age where atheistic qualities are floating around, and where people cannot understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and nourisher, he is the Rabb of everything, we should be cautious and teach our children that they must respect Islam, respect Quran, respect the ulama, respect everything that has got to do with Islam. Because if you jeer anything, respected elders, it is such a serious affair that if a person takes the Quran in his hand, and if he just pushes it down, mazallah, and says, I do not require this kitab, it goes out of the fold of Islam. Just that action. And what happens after he does that? His nikah automatically breaks, he's no more in the fold of wedlock, he goes out of the fold of Islam, his children are
subsequently becoming illegal and all the haram action that he's going to be indulging in. So we should be very cautious. I will elaborate on this topic in future also and give you numerous examples how in this age people are being careless about the tongue concerning two things: uttering of blasphemous statements, and the other thing I must stress to you is the utterance of divorce. I will take a minute extra, but this is of utmost importance, that out of anger and jeer and out of laughter and fun and out of the silly things and petty things, and respected elders, I address you and tell you that look after the rights of your wives. Many times the wives have been suppressed and oppressed and not been given the rights which Islam has accorded them and afforded them and has given them, and the husband, because he feels that he knows something, he suppresses the poor woman's rights. And in the process, he divorces her and stays. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.